Not a lot of traction for that post-election bounce on Wall Street. The Dow nosedive today, down 486 points or 5%, following news that the nation's service sector contracted last month. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 each lost more than 5%. In New York City, Mayor Bloomberg said the Wall Street meltdown has hurt our finances so badly, the city will have to take severe austerity measures in order to plug a looming two-year, $4 billion budget deficit. You can be sure we will be talking about that in the days and weeks to come. But today, the question on the minds of business people everywhere is, what is the meaning of the word Obamanomics? Brooklyn contractor Syed Zusim thinks he knows.
Raise the taxes, like he said, above who makes $250,000 or more. Put some regulation in the Wall Street, you know, bring it some discipline in the economy, and it takes time, but we'll turn around and make it.
So higher taxes, he says, more regulation. Well, can Obama turn it around? We'll talk about the economic challenges facing the new president now with Peter Morici, a business professor at the University of Maryland, formerly with the U.S. International Trade Commission. Welcome to WNYC.
Oh, nice to be with you.
First, the major stock indices were all down today, the Dow almost by 500 points. Is that the market's verdict on Obama's victory?
I don't think so. It was up a lot yesterday, and everybody knew it was going to happen. So I wouldn't put much into that.
You circulated an email today entitled Obama's First Moves. You say he needs to focus on three areas. Let's look at the each one. Banks. So we have this Mondo bailout. It's unclear how much the Treasury will prod banks to do things we want them to do, like make loans and renegotiate with distressed borrowers. What's your take on Obama's plan regarding banks?
Well, I think the first thing Obama has to do is to get the banks to use the money correctly. J.P. Morgan is now going to rework $70 billion in loans. He needs to get the other eight major banks in New York that he gave that the Treasury gave cash to follow in suit.
Okay, and the second one on your list was a stimulus package. I was just reading in the Wall Street Journal that executives at Walmart and Home Depot are counting on this to boost consumer confidence. What do we know about Obama's idea of a stimulus package?
We don't know a lot, to be honest, about his ideas about a stimulus package, but we know the ideas of economists, and he's got a lot of them around him. Most economists think he should put it into infrastructure and put it into municipal governments, state governments that are, just as you said, New York City is cash-strapped. So that I think we can expect him to come to the aid of municipalities and city governments.
And your third one is something you called structural issues, like our trade deficit and reliance on foreign oil. Where do you think he will go with that, or where should he go with that?
Well, I think he's going to have to come to the grips with the idea that we need to develop conventional energy sources, that alternatives alone won't do it. We can't do it all with windmills and things like that.
So does that mean drill, baby, drill?
It does mean drill, baby, drill. We're going to have to do all the things the environmentalists want us to do on the conservation and alternative energy side, and all the things they don't want us to do as well, because neither the liberals nor conservatives are correct on energy. We need to do all those things, and we need much more fuel-efficient cars.
To a certain extent, though, the new president's hands will be tied, right? With the rescue package, we basically tossed aside any thought of reining in budgets in the near term. Compare the current situation with what one of Obama's top advisors, Austin Goolsbee, was saying just a few months ago on WNYC's Brian Lehrer show. He's talking here about the Bush administration.
Senator Obama says that they've dug us a massive fiscal hole over the last 8 years, and that the first thing we need to do is not increase the deficit and try to reduce it, and so he pays for all his programs.
So does this mean, Professor, that Obama has to kiss all of his social programs goodbye, at least in the near term?
I'm afraid that Senator Obama is going to have to focus most, or President-elect Obama, excuse me, he's going to have to focus most on fixing the banks if he's going to shore up the housing market and get the economy going again. He's going to have to get them loaning money. That won't require any more money than is already being spent. That's out the door. It's a matter of putting conditions on it. Doing things on energy policy won't require a lot of additional money. What will require some money, and that everyone is expecting, is something on health care. I mean, getting private employers to do what they should be doing doesn't cost money, but those subsidies for the uninsured and the poor, for people whose employers can't participate because they're less than 25 and they really can't afford it, that's going to be costly, and that's going to be tough to find the money for that.
So the transition is just beginning for the Obama administration. What signals will you be watching for in the weeks to come? Who do you want to see him name as Treasury Secretary, for example?
I don't have a particular name in mind, but I want someone outside the Goldman Sachs Wall Street mentality that believes you have to pay bankers $20 million a year to get them to work.
So not John Corzine.
Well, I don't know that he's going to work either. I think we need a Midwestern banker, someone who makes loans and gets repaid, who's had exposure to national banking activities through participation in one of the regional feds. I don't have a particular name in mind, but there are a lot of good bankers out there that know how to run a bank, and apparently that's something they've forgotten on Wall Street.
Peter Morrissey from the Wall Street Journal, who's also a business professor at the University of Maryland, thanks so much.
You're welcome.